Yeah, it's kind of coincidental that we both were in Fairbanks together, then Haines together, now we'll be in Juneau together.
Northern Lynn Canal loses its troopers to Juneau. And zombies, dorks, and wimps help raise money for the school library. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. The Haines Assembly meets Tuesday night. The borough is discussing various port projects and will consider grant-supported security improvements to LUTAC and Port Chilcoot docks, as well as review the latest geotechnical investigation plan for Portage Cove Harbor expansion. The borough will also hear details on a proposed timber sale in the state forest and consider upping a budgeted part-time temporary borough position, executive assistant to the manager, to regular full-time with benefits. The manager will have updates on the progress of other borough projects, such as roads, Haines High gym floor replacement, Muncaster Road waterline replacement, and safe routes to school planning. The manager also plans to have an update on the ground failure on LUTAC Road. The movement, which has held stable in recent weeks, was declared a disaster in order to receive additional assistance from the state. Alaska is now asking the borough to consider rescinding or suspending that disaster declaration because of time limits on when the governor's cabinet forwards recommendations to the governor. The Haines Assembly meets in its next regular meeting Tuesday, March 13th at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. The area's only state troopers are transferring to the capital city this spring. Alaska Wildlife Trooper Rick Merritt and State Trooper Josh Bentz are both taking posts in Juneau after a number of years serving the Northern Lynn Canal area from Skagway to Excursion Inlet. Trooper Bentz has been in his Haines-based position for 5.5 years after moving from a post in Fairbanks.
It was an opportunity that we couldn't pass up, and it's something that we've been thinking about doing for a few months, but didn't think that the position in Juneau would open so quickly.
Juneau Police Department patrols within city limits there, but troopers are staffed to visit outlying areas, villages and towns like Gustavus, Pelican, Yakutat, Elfin Cove, Hoonah, Angoon, and Cake.
The job is just a straight lateral transfer. It really won't change all that much. I'll be doing more traveling to the outlying communities, but the job will be essentially the same.
Trooper Bentz plans to leave Haines with his wife, Tenny, a Haines middle school teacher, and two young daughters around the end of May and start in Juneau in June. His Haines position is not yet open for bidding, but he says he'll be back to Haines periodically until the next trooper is in place.
I love the community. I love the sights and the views around town, just on my patrols, you know, getting out, going to calls, get to drive up that highway a lot. It's beautiful. The scenery is great. I love the people of the community. It was a great time here. We love the fishing and hunting aspect of it. We're gonna miss that. And probably the most important was the small town atmosphere, the close knit community that is here in Haines, and I know my wife was really gonna miss that too, and she feels the same way I do. So there's a lot of things about Haines that we're going to miss.
Bentz and Wildlife Trooper Rick Merritt have held offices within the Department of Motor Vehicles Haines office for most of their time in Haines, and they'll be arriving at their new posts south of here within 2 months of each other. They'll both be part of a bigger force there, but will still be working with each other some.
We've kind of had mirrored careers so far. He spent his first 3.5 years in Fairbanks, moved to Haines, now is moving on to Juneau, so we've really had identical careers, except he decided to do the fish and wildlife side of it when he got to Haines here. But yeah, it's kind of coincidental that we both were in Fairbanks together, then Haines together, now we'll be in Juneau together.
Trooper Merritt will begin his new position April 11th after 4 years in the Northern Lynn Canal District. Merritt says the job he'll be doing in Juneau will be similar to his local work, but with probably more commercial, sport, and charter fishing issues. That and more deer and fewer moose.
I'm still going to be patrolling for commercial fish stuff, sport fishing, charter stuff. You know, you're going to be doing personal use. I'm still going to be doing the extended boat trips on the Enforcer out of Ketchikan, and we'll still be working game cases and guide cases out of Juneau. You know, it's going to be similar. It's, you know, Juneau's still on the water here, so a lot of our job will be out in the boat.
The troopers also run more extended patrol trips out of Juneau, with more boats in the fleet there. He adds the move for him, his wife, and two young girls was more personal than career-based.
I think the main reason for transferring was family reasons. With us having two young kids, we just feel there's more in Juneau, sport-wise and program-wise, to offer. And so I think it was a family decision.
Merritt's position in Haines is already filled. Trooper Vince Bronson in Fairbanks will begin in June. Merritt also moved to Haines from Fairbanks, where he was doing patrol and rural village work with Alaska State Troopers.
Yeah, I've really actually enjoyed the surrounding Haines area. The nice thing about Haines is, for my work, doing fish and wildlife stuff, is there's a lot of different things here. We have a moose season. We have goat hunting going on here. Brown bear hunting is very popular. We have a good sport fishery out of here. There's a lot of subsistence fishing stuff that goes on in and around Haines. So you got a lot of stuff to choose from to work. So no one day is the same. You're always doing something different. And I think that, for me, that's kind of what's kept me interested.
Trooper Merritt could likely still run into locals who might be deer hunting on Admiralty Island or commercial fishing in southern waters, for example. And he plans to be back and forth to Haines while his replacement is getting settled.
I think one of the main goals that I have had since I started here was to be, fair and consistent. And I think that's important. And I think we've made some good changes. I think we've definitely made changes for the positive, I think, for the overall community, and made things, fair for the rest of the folks that are hunting and fishing. There's always going to be issues, and you're not going to solve all of them, but you can try to put a dent in them. And I think we've done that.
Haines School's having its first spring book fair. It's this week at the school library and is open to the public.
I have a book fair in the fall, and then this year I'm also holding a book fair in the spring.
Lee Horner is Haines School librarian. She's directing the kids through the aisles of stand-up displays that hold dozens of new books and familiar classics, both educational and interactive.
This is my favorite book, How to Speak Zombie, A Guide for the Living.
The book also talks in zombie. Apparently, zombies are big right now, which is why there's a zombie book at the fair. Also hot right now, according to the fifth graders who explained it to me, are vampires, dorks, and nerds.
Boy, there's a lot of diaries and dorks and nerds this year.
There's a lot of people are interested. See, dork. The dork, the nerds, diary of a kid.
It's about this, team of, nerds. Like, they're brainiacs and stuff.
The other thing about book fairs is that there's movies like Enchanted where they can make it into books. Things like that.
It's awesome.
And they also sell a lot of sharpeners, erasers. So it's a good place to be.
The books, which range from $2 to $15 each, are appropriate for preschool age to middle school kids. The public's invited to come in and browse and purchase books while the fair is going on during business hours, now through midday Friday. If anyone can help close down the fair, call Lee at 766-6733. The payoff goes directly to the school library, says Horner. Last year, the book fair brought in about $1,000 for the library.
All of the proceeds go to buy more books. I think this year I'm going to buy more Wii games and Wii accoutrements because I need some little nunchuck things, and I don't have those. So I think that's what I'm going to be spending some money on. If I want to get an author to come, this is a great way to raise money to bring an author to town to speak to the kids. But it's a great fundraiser.
The books are selected by children's publisher Scholastic and sent to schools who choose to hold book fairs, like Haines.
I have lots of picture books, Froggy Goes to Camp and Froggy Goes to Hawaii. I have I Spy, there is Bad Kitty, there is How Do Dinosaurs Say I Love You, there is Marley and the Kittens. Those are more of the picture books. Over here, we We have Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Diary of Wimpy Kids.
Diary of Wimpy Dog Days, Ugly Truth, Cabin Fever.
Beyond the Wolves, that's been a popular series. Dork Diaries, those are popular.
The Fall Book Fair will still be here in October and is expected to have a selection of newer books. This is the first Spring Book Fair at the Haynes School, open during business hours, now through Friday midday at the Haynes School Library.
I don't know, the kids love it, so it's kind of, you know, maybe I will be doing it in the spring because they come in, they're so excited, so, you know, I don't want to disappoint them. So I might have it be kid-driven. They want to do it, I'm going to leave it up to them.
I love the book fairs. I think a lot of people should come to the book fairs because it gives new books out. Yeah, and it's just like all different books that you wanted to read or stuff.
For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Share your local news with anyone. Just send them a link to khns.org. Archives of past newscasts, along with photos, are under the Listen tab.